Hey, do me a favor and take table 7.
You mean the one with my 118-pound rock hard stud of a fiancé who's prone to canker sores and pink eye?
No, I prefer to look at it as the one with my ex-boyfriend and his gorgeous, successful, and sophisticated girlfriend who makes me feel like a toothless Okie.
Do you want me to spill hot soup on her?
Oh, please, you're not that kind of person.
I know. But if she orders something low fat, I'll totally give her the full fat version.
That's my water.
What?
My water. You're drinking it.
Dear Lord. Have you been drinking it?
Yes, it's my water.
Well, that's it then. I'm dead.
Here we go.
But I'm sorry. Do I really need to connect the dots for you? The backwash into this glass is every pathogen that calls your mouth home sweet home. Not to mention the visitors who arrive on the dancing tongue of your subtropical girlfriend.
Hey, that's my sister and my country you're talking about. And it may have defiled one, but I won't have you talking smack about the other.
You guys ready to order?
Yes, I'd like a 7-day course of penicillin, some syrup of Ipecac to induce vomiting, and a mint.
I don't understand.
He drank from Leonard's glass.
He drank from Leonard's glass. Words they'll be carving into my tombstone.
That's actually my napkin.
Oh, this is a nightmare!
Where are you going?
To the bar to sterilize my mouth with alcohol. Gangway, dead man walking!
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! All right, here we go, 2 lemonades, 1 iced tea, and a root beer for Priya.
Is it diet?
That's what you ordered.
Thank you. Hey, have you and Howard started planning your wedding yet?
Yeah, we're thinking of having it on a cliff overlooking the ocean. Mm.
Nothing soothes those pre-wedding jitters like the thought of falling and drowning.
What did your mother say when you told her you were getting married?
He hasn't told her yet. He's waiting for the right time.
Yeah, I was thinking of weaving it into her eulogy.
Howard, you've got to tell your mother.
Hey, have you told your parents you're dating this short glass of skim milk here?
That's different. First of all, we're not engaged. And second, Indian parents are very protective of their children.
Right, right. Whereas Jewish mothers take a casual la-di-da approach to their sons.
I gargled with tequila and may have swallowed a teeny bit.
You all right?
Fine. Thank you for asking. I love you so much. Fire demon.
Ooh, fire demon. Sheldon's turning up the heat.
Troll master.
Check it. Howard pulls one out from under the bridge. Nice.
Water nymph.
Yeah, she's got puddles in all the right places.
Could you please play the game without commenting on every card?
Sorry. Walking tree.
Last one.
I'm taking a stroll and I'm sporting wood.
Okay, the eagle has landed.
What's going on?
Bernadette and my mother are having a get-to-know-you lunch at the Old Town Deli.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Hope so. Of course, if history is any indication, my mother will swallow her whole and spit out her bones like an owl.
Have you met Bernadette's parents?
You mean Adolf and Ava? Not yet. One goose step at a time.
Sheldon, that's my water.
Oh, dear Lord!
That's not your water.
I know.
Where's the mouthwash?
Where indeed?
Mom, home! Where are you?
I'm in the toilet!
So, how'd it go?
Too soon to say. I'm not done yet.
No, I mean lunch today with Bernadette.
Oh, I had a pastrami sandwich. She had eggplant lasagna. Like, that's what a person orders in a Jewish deli.
Besides food, did you get along? Did you talk?
Oh, sure. Did you know she's going to school to become a microbiologist?
No, she never mentioned it.
I bet she did, and you didn't listen.
Yeah, that's probably it. So what do you think? Do you like her? I mean, she's great, huh?
She's a lovely girl. Cute as a button.
That's good to hear, because I've got some news.
I hope it's good news, because I've got nothing but disappointment in here.
Bernadette and I are getting married. Ma, you too busy bearing down? Ma? Oh my gosh, Ma. Ma. Stand back, I'm gonna break the door down.
Hello.
I haven't seen you in a while. How's it going?
Other than waiting out the exponential growth period of the virulent organisms trooping through my microvilli into my circulatory system, hunky-dory. Did I say something amusing?
I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea what you said.
So your mirth is merely a discharge of nervous energy with no semantic content at all?
My mirth, classic.
Is there a station coming up where I can board your giggling train of thought?
It's not a big deal, Sheldon. It's just ever since Leonard's been dating Raj's sister, I've had to keep my distance. I don't get to hear all your jibber-jabber.
Jibber-jabber? I don't jibber-jabber.
What are you doing at work these days?
Oh, I'm working on time-dependent backgrounds in string theory, specifically quantum field theory in D-dimensional de Sitter space.
Hey, come on, even you have to admit that's jibber-jabber.
Interesting. Do you know where the phrase jibber-jabber comes from?
Oh, my God, you're about to jibber-jabber about jibber-jabber.
Howard and his mother are at the hospital. Come on, we gotta go.
Oh, my God, what happened?
I don't know. I just got a text. Come on, hurry.
Okay.
Sheldon, let's go.
To a hospital? Full of sick people? Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, well, your friend and his mother are there. We're going.
I can't.
Oh, don't tell me you're afraid of germs.
Not all germs. Just the ones that will kill me. It's the same way I'm not afraid of all steak knives. It's the ones that might be plunged in my thorax.
Fine, I'll tell Howard you didn't come because you're more concerned about your own well-being than his.
I would think he would know that.
Okay, you know what? You are unbelievable. You buy all these superhero t-shirts, but when it's time for you to step up and do the right thing, you just hide in the laundry room.
Fine, I'll go. Just for the record, my Aunt Ruth died in a hospital. She went in to visit my Uncle Roger, caught something, and bit the dust a week later. Two of them now share a coffee can on my mother's mantle.